Yeah, obviously I picked up an injury not too long ago. Went for a had surgery, had a little procedure done, nothing too big. And yeah, I'm on the mend. I'm doing really well at the moment, and I'll be back for pre-season, fit and ready to go, please God.
So no worries then as regards as being fit for next season?
No, no worries as of yet. Everything's going to plan. And yeah, just ready to go for pre-season. Let's go from there, really.
Brilliant. Let's talk about your win last night then of the Media Personality of the Year award, which I had the honour of presenting. MCAFM sponsored the award. So it's our favourite award, of course, here at MCAFM. How nice was it to be recognised?
Yeah, it was a pleasure, really. You know, I wasn't really expecting it, to be honest. I didn't even think that I'd be in for running for it. You know, we have a lot of good lads in the team who speak really well about the team and about themselves and the staff here. So yeah, it's a real honour to collect it.
It just means that you're going to be up for all the MCAFM interviews next season.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Maybe you can join Dean and I for Don's on Saturday. How do you reflect on your season?
Yeah, like I said, when I spoke to the gaffer when I first came here, the first four or five games were a bit rocky for me. And like I say, a credit to the club and to the gaffer and to the teammates, especially all the boys who are looking after me and putting their arms around me and making sure which way I can improve. And I felt I did that. I got a run of games before obviously picking up a few injuries on the way. And overall, I felt personally my season was probably one of my best so far, especially in my first senior professional environment. But yeah, overall, I'm really happy with myself and how much I've progressed.
And with everything that's been going on with COVID and the season itself, it's been a real roller coaster this year. It must be good for the team looking at being in the top 10 when the season ends tomorrow.
Definitely, yeah, obviously it's good. Like, you know, we had a bit of a rocky start at the start of the season, and the first four or six games we weren't up to standards. But we pushed ourselves every game, every week, and we're still pushing now for tomorrow. We want to finish as high as possible to bring momentum into next season and just try and finish higher than where we are now. I think we're happy where we are now, but everybody knows that we want to get into them playoffs and promotion spots, so we can bring this club back to the championship and keep working and getting inspired into that level.
But all in all, a really good position to finish up in the league this season when you consider, you know, everything that's gone on over the last few months.
Definitely, yeah. We've had a lot of new faces during the year as well. There's been a lot of changes, and the style of play that we had, it took us a while to get the grips of it. But I felt we've done that, and yeah, all in all, I think we'd be happy coming into the last game of the season in the top 10.
And apart from getting fit then for next season, what's your plans for the next few weeks? How will you be celebrating your award?
I will be celebrating my award in doing rehab, unfortunately. I will be in the gym, in the physio room, trying to get back on my feet as quick as possible, and then hopefully try and go and see my family if all these restrictions lift before we go back into pre-season for another hard, long season.
Well, fingers crossed for that, and obviously fingers crossed for your recovery over the next few weeks. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Darren.